My mama always said that I had more boobs than brains. Maybe that's why I got into so much trouble with the boys on the school bus that fateful day. You see, we used to be poor, with Mama being a single mother and all. But then she married my stepdaddy, who had money, and things were better financially, even though we now lived out in the country and I had a long bus ride to and from school each day. Puberty hit me hard, and by the time I was 14, I was almost a full-grown woman with big double-D tits. My mama said that I must have taken after her side of the family because all of the women had big tits and developed early and gotten married early and had babies early. Mama was only 30 when I was 14. Anyway, all of the kids at school were always teasing me about my big boobies, even though I walked hunched over a lot and wore baggy clothes to try and hide them. The boys used to think I was just fat until one day I got caught outside in the rain during recess and I got soaking wet. My loose t-shirt just clung to my chest, and then you could see the outline of my big boobies and my nipples got all hard and erect because of the cold rain. That's when I heard one of the boys call out to his friend, "My, look at that little girl's big fat titties. What I wouldn't give to suck on those as I jacked off." And his friend said, "Man, if she was my girl, then I wouldn't have to jack off my cock. I'd have her sucking me all day long, like I was her favorite lollipop." I didn't know what they meant, and before I could ask, the teacher called us all back to class from the hallway, where I was rooting around in my locker trying to find my jacket to put on over my wet t-shirt. But I must have left it at home, so I had to go back to class wearing my still wet t-shirt, though by now it had started to dry some. I found out later that one of the boys had messed with my locker and stolen my jacket when he saw me outside the window running towards the schoolhouse to try and get in out of the rain. He said he saw my boobies just a bobbing and a jiggling, and he didn't want me to cover them up when I got back to class. So there I was, sitting in the classroom trying to concentrate on my French lesson. But it was hard because all the boys kept cupping their hands and putting their hands to their lips and making smacking sounds and sticking their tongues out of a V they made with their spread fingers and sucking their fingers and giggling. That was the worst part. They were laughing at me. I didn't understand at first why they were making fun of me and laughing like that. And I was so embarrassed that I couldn't concentrate in my lesson. I just couldn't wait for the bell to ring so I could escape those nasty boys and get on the school bus and go home where I was safe. Well, I forgot that some of those boys would be on the same school bus with me, and that's when I knew things were going to get worse. You see, some of the boys had gossiped to some of the other boys about how I wasn't really a fat little kid anymore, but a full-ass grown woman with huge fucking tits, and wouldn't they like to cop a feel on the bus ride home? When I got on the bus, the driver just stared at me. He must have heard the other boys talking who had just gotten on before me. He was an older man, about my stepdaddy's age, with balding hair and a big pot belly and a filthy beard that always had leftover food in it from God knows how long ago, and little piggy eyes. He was so disgusting that I always hurried past him whenever I got on the bus. He looked particularly disgusting today because we had snail soup for lunch with saltine crackers, and I mean, a person could get a whole other meal just from the leftovers in his beard. But I digress. So I hurried past him even quicker than usual and didn't pay any attention to where I was going until I came to the back of the bus and found all the seats were taken, except for one, the bench that ran across the rear of the bus. There were boys already sitting there, like they always were. That's where they read their dirty magazines and snickered at all the naked girls in the pictures. But then they separated and made room for me to squeeze in. I had to sit there because it was a long ride home, and I wasn't allowed to stand on the bus. Everybody had to take a seat. My shirt was only slightly damp now, but it didn't do anything to hide my tits and nipples. They still stuck out even more, and every time the bus made a turn around a corner, we all swayed one way or the other, and the boy sitting next to me made exaggerated bends this way and that way, pressing their young male bodies against me, pressing against my big double D boobies. As the bus proceeded down the road, it got worse, and they started to touch my big boobies, mauling them, squeezing them through my damp T-shirt. I hated feeling their hands on me, their fingers pinching my nipples, making them all hard and everything. Then one boy started to slither his hand up underneath my loose T-shirt so he could touch my boobies in the flesh and not through my cotton tee. I could feel his warm hand against the cold, damp skin of my big boob. I could feel him cupping it, pinching my nipple. Then somehow my T-shirt got worked up above my boobies until it was hanging around my neck, and then my big double D's were bared for all the boys sitting in the back of the bus to see and touch and feel. I had boys all over me then, fondling and squeezing and licking and pinching and sucking my nipples, making them hard little buttons. Some of the boys were trying to press their bodies up against me and start humping like I've seen dogs doing. Then I heard one boy say, one of the older boys, he must have been around 16 or 17, "I can't take it anymore. I have to take my dick out." Then I heard him unzip his pants and reach inside and pull his bare naked cock out and start stroking it. Then he started rubbing it all over my boobies, making them wet with that clear stuff that was leaking out of his slit. Then he started rubbing his cock all over my nipples, making them even wetter and harder. Then I heard another boy say, "God, that looks so hot and sexy, watching you rub your cock all over this young slut's big titties. I bet she's used to it. I'm going to do it too." And so he unzipped his pants and took his dick out. It was wet and shiny and messy, and he made my other boob wet and messy, and the cool air against my wet nipples made them stick out even more. Then a guy said, "Move your dick. I need to suck on her nipples." And so he did. And all the time I was squirming around, trying to get away from them. But they just held me, so I couldn't really move much. And I was afraid that I'd peed my panties because my panties were so damp. And I could feel the wetness. Then the first guy said, "Move your fucking cock. I'm going to fuck these fine titties of hers." And so he pushed my tits together and slid his cock back and forth between them. I thought his cock was small, but I was wrong, because it was really fucking huge, especially the more he slid it up and down my tit tunnel, back and forth between my two huge boobies. In fact, it gotten so big and swollen up so much that he was hitting my chin on the upstroke and getting my chin messy with his dirty cock juice as well as my boobies. And then he said,
"Open your mouth. I want you to suck my cock."
I wouldn't do it. I kept my mouth closed. But then he moved his ass up higher on my chest where he was sitting on me, squishing my boobies up into my neck and chin. And he held my head up really close to his belly. And then he started rubbing his cock tip along my lips, making my lips all wet and messy, trying to push inside my mouth with his cock. But I resisted because I knew it was so wrong to suck on a boy's dirty, nasty, disgusting, leaking cock. Then another boy pinched my nose shut, and I held my breath for as long as I could, but I couldn't hold on forever. I had opened my mouth to breathe, and that's when he shoved his big, fat, dirty, thick, swollen, disgusting cock inside my mouth and started pushing it in and out. I heard one of the boys say,
"Look at the way he's mouth fucking the little slut. I wish I had some of that."
And then the first guy said,
"Just wait until I'm finished with her, and then you can have her mouth."
Like it was some kind of meal they were sharing. And then he started grunting and groaning and moaning and pumping his dick faster and faster inside my little mouth. Oh, ow. Get it out of my mouth until it was all the way in the back of my mouth and in my throat. And he just kept it there while he was yelling,
"I'm coming, I'm coming."
And then I felt him squirt something in my mouth over and over again. I thought it was peeing down my throat, but later I found out that he was doing what they call coming down my throat, and he told me to swallow it. That's what like guys like to see a girl swallowing their spunk, and I had no choice because there is so much of it, and it was leaking out of my mouth, and I was choking on the rest of it, so I had to swallow it. Then he got shoved aside, and I heard another voice say,
"Get the fuck out of the way and let a man in there."
It was a school bus driver. He had parked the bus on a countryside road when he heard all the commotion, and he made his way to the back of the bus to see what all the noise and my screams were all about. And that's when he stopped there in the aisle and watched the first boy fuck my mouth and shoot his cum down my throat. He'd been stroking his dirty adult male cock all the while he was watching the other boys fondle and abuse my tits and watch them stroking their naked cocks and tit fuck me and mouth fuck me. And that made his adult cock really big and hard and thick and swollen. He pushed the other boys aside, and they went willingly because they wanted to see what he was going to do to me. They had heard that he was a pervert who liked little girls, and they had their teenage cocks out, stroking them as they stood and watched what he was doing. He said,
"Little girl, I know you look like a full-grown woman, what with being nearly fully developed and all, and you sure seem to have some nice big fat titties, but has anybody ever made you into a woman yet?"
And I just shook my head no, as I was shaking and crying, and then he said,
"Well, honey, I'm going to be your first. And they say girls never forget their first man, the one who breaks them in, the man who takes their virginity. And I'm going to be that man. And you are going to like it too, little girl, because I have a nice, big, fat, thick, swollen cock about 9 inches long. And you're going to want my big, fat cock inside your tight cock.
cunt fucking you. And all the time, by the time I'm done, you ain't gonna be a little girl anymore. You're gonna be a woman. And you're gonna want more of what I got. And then he told me to spread my legs wider because he was a big man with a big belly and he needed room. And so I spread my legs as wide as I could. And then he told the other boys to hold my legs and better hold my arms too, because when I felt his big adult cock for the first time, I was going to start screaming and trying to get away. And I was really, really scared. And so some of the other boys held me down while the school bus driver was stroking his big cock and it was leaking clear fluid. I could see that much over my big tits. And then he started rubbing it up and down my slit, the place that I rub myself at night to feel good before I fall asleep. And then he got an idea, and he said to the other boys, "Lift her head up. I want her to look into my eyes as I shove my big fat dick inside her cunt and take her for the first time. I want to see the look in her eyes when I break her hymen, when I fuck my full 9 inches up inside her tiny teenage cunt."
And so the boys held me down so I couldn't move my arms and legs. And then another boy held my head up tight. But I couldn't see over my huge boobies, so he adjusted the angle and raised my head even higher. And when he got it just right, the man said,
"Now watch, little girl."
And he stared right into my eyes as he plunged his big, fat, thick, swollen cock into my gash. I screamed as I felt him go inside me. He was too big. His cock was too big. And it hurt. And I screamed, but nobody cared. I screamed, "It's too big. It hurts. Please take your cock out. Please. Please, please don't do this to me. Oh, God, it hurts so much. Your big cock, it hurts so much."
And the man said, "I do so enjoy hearing a young girl scream the first time I shove my whopper up inside them."
Then he told the boy holding my head to cover my mouth so he didn't attract too much attention from passerbys. And then he proceeded to plunge his big, huge adult male cock in and out of my tight, wet fuckhole. And all the other boys were stroking their young teenage cocks and squirting and squirting their man juice all over my face and titties while the big man fucked me. And then the man said,
"How do you like feeling a cock inside you for the first time?"
I tried to say that I didn't like it, but the words couldn't come up because I still had a hand over my mouth. And then the man said,
"She likes it. All young girls like it."
And then he said to the boys,
"Watch me, boys. Learn from a master fucker."
And then he started plowing my cunt faster and harder and took his hand and started fingering my clit, which always makes me feel good, except now. And then he bent down and started sucking at my big fat titties, trying to fit my whole big boob inside his mouth, but all he got was my big fat nipple. And then with his other hand, he spit on his finger and started pushing it into my asshole. Well, that made me squirm and wiggle around, let me tell ya, just like a worm on a hook, because I didn't want his dirty, filthy finger up my asshole. It was so dirty. And he said,
"Watch your squirm, boys. It feels really good on my cock."
And then he started fucking my cunt even faster and going even further up inside me. And then I heard him say,
"I'm gonna come. Where do you want my spunk?"
I tried to say, "Don't come inside me. Please don't come inside me. It's my fertile time." But I couldn't get the words out. And so he just shoved his big fat cock balls deep inside me until he was so deep it hurt. Because his horse cock was just too big for my little cunt. And I could feel his cock swell up even more as he grunted. And I heard him say,
"Take my cum, bitch."
And then I felt him shoot his load inside my wet, fertile cunt, squirt after squirt after squirt. And then he pulled out and he said to the other boys,
"Watch my cum leak out of her fuck hole and down her ass. This is one well-fucked little girl."
And then he walked around in my face and told the boy holding my head up to take his hand off my mouth. And he said to me,
"Open your mouth for me, you slut, and lick my cock clean."
I tried to resist, but the fight was gone out of me. And so I just opened my mouth and let him stick his filthy, nasty, dirty cock inside while I told him to use my tongue to lick him clean. And when I was done, he put his cock back inside his pants and zipped up and walked back to the front of the bus and started up the engine and drove away so he could drop his kids off at our homes. Well, by now, most of the boys had come at least once. Some had come two or three times because watching me get fucked by an adult man had really excited them, especially watching my big, huge tits wobble on my chest and seeing me cry and everything. And so the bus drove down the road and the boys zipped up and I was left lying on the back bench all covered in cum, all messy with my t-shirt torn and barely able to cover my huge tits. And you could see my nipples and it was all messy and I had all this white stuff all over me. And that's when the boys called them. They called them titties. The boy said that now that I'd been fucked, my big little girl double D boobs were now tits, and how I was built to be fucked and to take their man cream. And all I could think about was what my stepdaddy was going to say when I got home, because he was usually waiting for me at the front door, and I was so afraid. But that's another story.